today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
If you significated it, you're supposed to pay for it. Well, Jesus says, my birth is significant. And I signed my name on it with my own blood. It's written in blood. Touch your name and say, it's written in blood. Yeah. It's written in blood. It's written in blood. That means nobody can disannul it. No issue can stop the effect of the significance. And there is a benefit for the birth of the Lord Jesus.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Benefits of Christ's Birth. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Galatians chapter 3, verses 14 through 18 and 28.
Given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit. Brothers, let me take an example for everyday life. Just as no one can set aside or add to a human covenant that has been duly established, so it is in this case. The promise was spoken to Abraham and to his seed. The scripture does not say, and to seeds, meaning many people, but and to your seed, meaning one person, singular, who is Christ. What I mean is this. The law introduced 430 years later does not set aside the covenant previously established by God and thus do away with the promise. Can the church say amen? Well, I wish he read something more simple. But look at verse 28. There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Can the church say amen? From the two-part series, God's Gift to Humanity, our message in the late service, the benefits of Christ's birth. This morning we dealt with the significance of Christ's birth. In the late service, we'll deal with the benefit. There's a benefit with Jesus coming on Christmas Day, not really Christmas Day, but being born in a place called Bethlehem. Father, I give you praise and thanks for this moment. I pray that the word would soar above all thrones and dominions and powers and positions, that your name would stand above them all. Father, I thank you that as your word is promoted in this moment, that minds would be clear and regulated, hearts set aflame. Father, I thank you, Lord, that the word would go forth unhindered, uninterrupted by any satanic or demonic force. Less of me and more of you. For I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee. Bless me now, thy Savior, my Savior. I come to thee. And Father, let your angels rejoice as men come into an awareness of the benefits given to us, the gift of Christ to humanity. Bless us now. And we will give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I was blessed as pastor and founder of this church to see so many young people between services come out and really, really bless the Lord in their performance between services. The Ministry of Education did a phenomenal job, and I think we ought to clap our hands for that. Come on, come on, come on. Ms. Barbette and the team did a phenomenal job. I was so blessed to see so many of our kids articulate and read scripture and sing and perform. And I'm just so moved by it. I don't think there's such a color gap in America anymore. It's more of a language barrier. I think if you're an Ebonic type leader or preacher, or you were raised on people speaking rap, and you didn't learn how to speak the English, you're going to be left behind. Amen. Our young people are really growing, and they're communicating a lot better than we did. And it's not Miami, it's Miami. It's not episcopal, it's epistle. It's not Solomon, it's salmon. It's not sword, it's sword. Man, I'm preaching. And many of us were raised on that. I was teaching at a Christian college, and I said, turn with me to the episcopal. And this guy said, it's not epistle. It's epistle. And I was like, you know what? This is a good life lesson. My leader for years, since I was a kid, he said, turn to the fourth chapter of the epistle. And I never checked it out. I just followed what he said. And he was mispronouncing the word. But I was taught that he doesn't fail. That my leader, oh, if the sky is blue and he says red, then that means the sky is red. That was literally spoken to us as children. So I grew up turning off my discernment and just listening to the leader. When I tell you all to open up the scripture and search it out, I want you to search to see if I'm in the truth. I want you to search and see if I'm preaching the word. Glory to God. And I believe I'm in the scriptures here. Thank you, Lord. I'm not afraid of people searching out the word. I want you to be more noble than those that were in Thessalonica, because they searched the word with all diligence to make sure that what Paul was preaching was the truth. And I want to be right when I teach the word of God. Glory to God. I want you to understand some things about the benefit and the significance of Christ's birth, which is God's gift to man. God sent his son to the earth. Please write it down, to redeem us back to himself. The kids did a wonderful program today and really gave the essence. I would encourage you to read Luke chapter 1 and 2 this week and read it into your families or in the atmosphere and home. When you're talking to your kids about Christmas, do not take them the Christmas trees and give gifts without giving them the essence and the significance of the meaning of Christmas, which is not the giving of gifts. That is not the essence. It is not the significance. The significance is in a person. It is in a person. And I want you to get this, because many of us weren't taught that. If you don't get a gift, we don't feel like God is with us. But really, the gift is Christ to all humanity. And that's why I think it's important for all of us to back up some and listen and make sure we're teaching the word of God with all diligence and making sure our kids get everything they need. Amen. Who is that? Say, tell me amen. Who's that? Say, amen. Glory to God. God sent his son to the earth to redeem us back to himself. There was no other way for redemption to take place but through the name of Jesus. And Hebrews chapter 10 verses 10 through 14 says, by that we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Look at the word, By that, we will have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. So there is a redemption that takes place not through the blood of bulls and goats as the Aaronic priesthood took place, but it is very important that we all understand that he died once and it satisfied the wrath of God. This gift to humanity is so important. This gift to humanity comes through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And there are benefits that God has given to us through Jesus Christ, our Lord. In review, I dealt with the significance, the value of significance over probability. I dealt with the essence of significance, even the law of significance, and encouraged our people by John C. Maxwell to get a book called The Power of Significance. If you want to know anything about that, especially leaders and it, as it relates to significance, get the book by John C. Maxwell called The Power of Significance, because it's essential for you to know what significance is all about. There is a magnitude to it. There is a consequence as it relates to it. That law is important, especially the leadership. A lot of people like to look at end results, but you got to look at the significant thing. Like the significance of your birthday, which we celebrate, and the significance of your anniversary, which we celebrate. A lot of people put significance on death, but we should put significance on birth, right? Because once the Bible says that when a person dies, they can't praise. They go to their eternal rest. But you got to learn how to put significance on what God put significance on. Nobody's saying we can't remember, but we shouldn't celebrate the things that aren't significant as it relates to God. We celebrate little babies, and you're supposed to cry too when they come into the earth, because they're going to have a lot of trouble according to the word. So you're not supposed to just say, "All right, got a new baby." You'll be like, "Oh God, I need your help." These little young mothers don't have a clue about what they got to deal with. Young fathers don't have a clue. It ain't about just taking pictures. Posting photos on Facebook, man. You got to get up when they coughing. You got to walk with them. You got to take them to the hospital. You got to make sure they're not around fog. Oh, my God. Help me, Jesus. And we should let parents raise them. Not great parents, great grandparents. Parents need to raise them. That word significance, think about it. We make put significance on birthdays and anniversaries, which we celebrate every year, because it means something. It is significance. Significance. What do you put your name in your insignia on? What are you willing to put your, actually, if you do that, if you put significance, somebody else's signature on something, they call that what? Forgery. So you can't just sign my name. Please don't sign my name to your document. You only sign your name to what you put significance on. And if you're not willing to do it yourself, why would you say I'm responsible for what your responsibility is? People are off, man. If you go out and create a bill because you're feeling some kind of way, you can't say, I'm responsible for it. As an adult, you have to be responsible because you significated it. You buy a car and you can't pay for it. Why are you mad at me? I just believe God. God is going to work it out. I love the level. If you significated it, you're supposed to pay for it. Well, Jesus says, my birth is significant. And I signed my name on it with my own blood. It's written in blood. Touch your neighbor and say, it's written in blood. Yeah, it's written in blood. It's written in blood. That means nobody can disannul it. No issue can stop the effect of the significance. And there is a benefit for the birth of the Lord Jesus. And I want our church to be educated in scripture. I want you to know what you're serving God for. Why will we come here on a Sunday morning, week after week after week? We need to know some things about our Christ and our faith. Faith, family, finance. Faith, family, finance. Faith, family, finance. Faith, family, finance. Then fun. Fun is last, not fun first. Faith, family, finance. This is how we become adults. This is adulting. It ain't fun first. Faith, family, finance. Lastly, fun. So there are seven significant things about the birth of Christ in review. Number one, the sin issue had to be taken care of. It had to be dealt with. Humanity, and you can see it in the world today, is pining away. If there is no God space, there is an idolatry space. If you have no space with God, you have more idolatry in your life. The more of God, the less idolatry. The less of God, the more idolatry creeps in. You will worship something because we're all created to worship. We're all created to worship, no matter if you're saved or unsaved. You were born weakened to bow to something. And whether you bow physically or not, in your heart, you actually give homage to something. In the old days, it was either God or it was idols, like physical idols. You go into many countries today, you go into many nations in Africa, and people are worshiping all kinds of things. In Nigeria alone, there's like 300 dialects. Now, I want you to think about that. In Nigeria alone, and I've been there twice, there are 300 dialects. Like in America, I can tell if you're from New York or from Miami. I can tell if you're from the Middle East, Texas, or Oklahoma, or somewhere out in the West by the way you speak. Just like in Spanish, people can tell if you're Mexican, Cuban, or Puerto Rican by the way you speak. Now, we wouldn't be able to pick it up if you can't speak Spanish, but those that can speak Spanish say, that's Cuban. No, that's Mexican. The Cuban, they want to be proper when they say it. Necesito mi coche lavado. Necesito mi coche lavado. What did I just say, Spanish speakers? I want to get my car washed, right? Well, the Puerto Rican wouldn't say it that way. It wouldn't be like that. They say, you must have learned that through Rosetta Stone. Because if you really knew Puerto Ricans, you wouldn't say it that way. Brooklyn don't say it that way. New York, they don't talk like that. You know, what que pasa, brody? It's que pasa, what's up? Just like if black men would say, what's up? Well, in Puerto Rican, they would say, que pasa, brody. So you got to know where you are when you speak. In Africa, there's 300 different dialects. So when you're going to try to bring unity to what? You got to have a common cause if you're going to pull all of that together. And the only thing that can pull 300 dialects together is one faith. Oh, my God. And you can play with it all you want. But you'll never pull it together if you don't understand the significance and the benefit of the sin issue. And Jesus came to set the captives free, to set us free from all of the stuff that keeps us separated. Amen. The second thing you need to understand is there is a character issue. God wanted to introduce his character to humanity. God wanted to introduce his character. We know our character. We know our integrity. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. But he wanted you to see his character. So he introduces his son. He introduces his son without any flaws. Glory to God. Tempted in all areas as we are, yet without sin. That's the kind of love that God has, his character. See, his character looked past faults. I want you to think about the dirtiest person you've ever seen in your life. And you're wearing the greatest beautiful gown or suit that you've ever had. There's no way in ourselves we will wrap our arms around someone that hadn't washed in years. There's no way we will put our arms around them and just love on them without washing, especially if we were adorned, just came out of the shower, just cleaned up and put on something nice. We're not going to walk around in a mud pit or in a hog pen and put our arms around anybody. One of the things I've noticed in the book of Luke, that when the prodigal comes home, it didn't even say he washed. It says he came to himself, but it doesn't say he washed. He just started walking home. Personally, I don't believe he washed. Personally, I believe he smelled and looked just like the hog pen, but his father recognized him. And he didn't allow the dirt to become a barrier. God wanted the world to see his character. And that is, he can love us as vessels of mercy. See, a vessel of honor has no cracks. It's already the finished product. But a vessel of mercy have all of the cracks, chips in it. It leaks, and he still uses it. Oh, my God. That's the character of God. We throw cracked things away, but God takes pottery that's been hurt and broken, and he puts the pieces back together, pours his love in it, finishes it from the inside out, and that's why we love him. That's the character of God, not our character. We can't measure up to God without Christ Jesus our Lord. The third thing is, sin had to be removed, especially the effects of it, through a perfect sacrifice. Amen. A perfect sacrifice. That's why God didn't allow animals and bullocks and goats to be the perfect sacrifice. They were just substitutes. They were substitutes under the Aaronic priesthood. But our priest comes after a different order, the order of Melchizedek, which is of a higher grade, glory to God. Has no genealogy, don't know where he came from, can't trace him. But we do know that he's a priest of the Most High. This is how God is through Jesus Christ our Lord. And he sent his son. Why are you doing that? Because we need a good theological base. Do you know anything about God? One of the reasons why we don't serve him is because we don't have a good theology about him. If somebody said, give me history about God, you say, well, you know, he good. Ain't he good? But you got to go beyond ain't he good. Amen. What do you know concerning the word about our God? And then how does he work with us to will and to do of his good pleasure? Thank you, Jesus. And this is why all of us need to get a good dose of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, I'm working hard for my money. So hard for it, honey, this morning. You better treat me right. Okay. It ain't easy to pastor in the 21st century. Number four, Jesus had to be born in the earth for mankind to develop, to have a mediator. No angel could have done that in the spirit realm. One from the stars had to come into the earth and to be born to become a mediator between God and man. So the Father is like the sun in our solar system. S-U-N. The Father is like the sun, the supernova. S-U-N. The sunlight from the sun is like our Christ. And the heat that comes from the sun is like the Holy Ghost. Three in one. Not three gods. but three in one. And the three will become one.
Thank you, Lord.
So if the Father was 1 mile closer to us, we all would be consumed with heat. But it's right in the right place. Right in the right place. That's how God is to humanity. He's too hot for us. He's too holy for us. He's too big for us. And if you got close to him in your humanity, you will burn up. But he's able to extend his light to you. To open up the doors, to create a path for you. To make sure you can see. To make sure you can travel. To make sure you can make the right decision, not only physically, but the light in your mind, because hindsight plus foresight equals insight. I can take what you went through and give you a vision of where you're going, so light can shine on the inside of you.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, The Benefits of Christ's Birth, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Attention high school seniors, apply now for the Tuskegee Airmen Scholarship and take your first step towards higher education. Tuskegee Airmen Incorporated inspires a passion for aviation through STEM and STEAM programs. Don't miss out. Applications are due by Monday, January 27th and are available at the communication and promotion counter. For questions, contact Elder Toby Hobart at 321-305-9831. Seize this opportunity for your future. Youth Church is in full swing. Connect your middle and high schoolers with their peers in a fun and high energy environment where they can be mentored and grow together every Sunday at 8 and 11 a.m. Join the movement. Come thrive with us. And men, it is time to register for Legatus, the 2025 Men's Advance Reloaded, scheduled for Friday and Saturday, January 10th and 11th. Check out the Truth Reveal mobile app or website to register for this action-packed event. Take advantage of the combo package and remember to order your conference t-shirt and polo.
Women's Sunday School is still every Sunday at 10 a.m. So join Pastor Sabrina in the sanctuary as we wrap up our study of The Bondage Breaker.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
This is Lucian Gandolfo, Senior Pastor of the Beacon Baptist Church in Melbourne. What does the Bible really say about the end times? One third of the Bible is prophetic. Much of the prophetic content was fulfilled at Christ's first coming. But there's lots more it has to say about his second coming, and it's all very relevant to us. Join us Wednesday evenings at the Beacon Baptist Church, 3185 Aurora Road in Melbourne, just off Wickham Road. We will begin a 15-week series on the end times starting February 5th at 6:30 p.m. that will continue through April. There is no fee or advanced registration required. Handouts will be provided. For more information, see our website at beaconbaptistfamily.com. God bless you and see you in February. Thank you.